Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
That there's been a lot of turmoil, to say the least, here over the last year. And I think what Jerry's referring to, and again, he probably will talk a lot more about it because he was directly affected by it. Obviously, Kirk Minahan was directly affected by it. And that is that there are forces at work out there and people who do not, like we used to deal with radio, and I'm going to sound like the old man again here. You're going to like this more, James. Old way is going to step up to the plate. But you could disagree about something, okay? And you could have a conversation, and you know, especially when you start getting into politics and when you get away with sports, away from sports, even though in sports we sit here and disagree all the time. And it used to be at least civilized to the point where I think you're full of crap, but at least I'm going to argue and debate with you. We don't do that anymore. So if we hear somebody on the radio and we don't like the message, instead of sitting there saying, oh, it's very simple, I can push the button. I can tell Alexa to tune to a different channel. I can do something different. What we do is we try to see if we can get them to change their views to sound exactly like me in tow. But we can get rid of them. We can apply pressure. We can put pressure on
them. All right, so that was Glenn Ordway yesterday. And you know, Glenn and the guys in the afternoon had quite a lot to say about this, and understandably so. It was a huge story for this radio station. And in the city of Boston yesterday, Jerry Callahan announcing after he had gotten off the air yesterday that he had broadcast his final show here on Sports Radio WEEI. I thought, and let me read to you Jerry's quote. That he put out there yesterday on Twitter. Quote, well, that was fun. After 20 years of morning drive, I did my last show on WEEI this morning. Thanks to all who listened. Unfortunately, this ain't a movie. Sometimes the bad guys win. Much more to come. I thought that was interesting to leave us kind of hanging and in suspense. And what do you mean by that? Sometimes the bad guys win. Is he pointing the finger at station management who let him go? I mean, who are the bad guys that are winning here? I didn't understand what he said, what he meant by that. And I'm hoping we'll get some clarification in the days and weeks and months to come from Jerry or elsewhere. I will say this, just to address that particular tweet.
Yep.
Jerry has to know that that's the business we're in. Right.
Yeah.
And I say that because it happened to me.
Yep.
OK, back in 2008, they decided to blow up the score. Right. They fired all of us. I'll never forget it. I was actually WEEI had in Providence, had an old studio in downtown Providence. And I was going to see Mike Campagna, who was a producer there at the time, to pick up like some radio headsets or something like that. And my cell phone rung and it was Gresh. And he said, hey, just want to let you know, Zoe and I just got fired, and I think you and Crow are next, meaning John Crow.
Yeah.
And went into the station, and that's it. We got fired. They decided they were going to change formats and get rid of the all-sports radio station. And look, why I wrote a blog about it shortly after the score, you know, went out of business, and I put, you know, in my opinion, here's why the score died. And I wrote a long blog, and a ton of people reacted to it. And, you know, one of the main reasons was this radio station, right? When WEEI decided to buy this strong FM signal in Providence, 103.7 FM, which used to be a rock station, when they decided to buy this frequency and they came into this market, they provided tremendous competition for the score. Did we have our own local niche? Yeah, because we could talk about PC and URI, where in Boston they weren't going to talk about that, right? But the fact of the matter is, you know, as Billy Reynolds has said many times, Providence is a sports suburb of Boston, right? We root for the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics, and the Bruins. And at the time, there was no Sports Hub. Nobody did it better than WEEI. I mean, they were just freaking awesome. Yep. They had Terry Francona on. They had Curt Schilling on. They had Tom Brady on. They had Bill Belichick on. And as I put in my blog, we couldn't compete with that at the Score. We didn't have the budget to. And I'll give you a great example. We tried to get Curt Schilling on to do a weekly thing in the afternoon with me on the Score. And his agent got back to us and said he wanted, it was more than $80,000 to do like a 10-minute phone call once a week during the baseball season.
Wow.
$80,000. And obviously he got that or something along those lines at WEEI. We couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting guys like Jonathan Papelbon, David Wells, Coco Crisp. I'm trying to think of the guys that we had on. And we were paying them probably close to $20,000, like, to do a weekly call-in.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm a Red Sox fan. I want to hear from Terry Francona. Right?
Yeah.
I want to hear from Curt
Schilling. You want to hear from the best.
I'm a Patriots fan. I want to hear from Belichick and Brady.
Of course.
So EEI severely took a chunk out of our ratings and really just dealt a death blow to us at the Score, and that was it. But I was I bitter? Sure I was. I was mad. Nobody likes to get fired,
lose his job. Yeah,
of course. It's an unsettling feeling. What am I going to do next and all this stuff? But I also understand it's part of the business that we're in. And so I was a little curious by Jerry's tweet there. I mean, he knew it had to end sometime. And I think to me, it ended sooner than it should have.
Yep.
But I was a little bit surprised by that tweet, I guess.
Yeah. Now, I think that also plays into something that you know, Kirk Minahan had hinted at when he got let go, and he was, you know, very angry, as everybody knows.
Yep.
And so I think that's probably along those same lines, and there's been people let go and changes and things like that. So, you know, I think that's probably what it hints at, and, you know, we'll see what he says. More to come. We'll see what Jerry has to say. But, you know, Jerry, for me, I don't know him personally. I've never met Jerry, but from all accounts and from, you know, the people that I went to college with and interned at WEEI and worked with him, I've never heard anything but just great things about the guy. And obviously was on this radio station for a long, long time. And it's a shame when people get let go. But you're right. The business is it's rough.
You know
it
what?
Really is.
And I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you or anybody else that Jerry Callahan and I were personal friends. We're not.
Yep.
I knew Jerry Callahan. That's it. I've had, you know, a chance to meet him, say hi to him, talk to him very briefly. That's it. But my opinion of Jerry is exactly what you just said. Always thought he was a great guy. Very real. Like what
real.
You hear on the air is real.
Real is good.
He's not a phony. He's going to tell you what he thinks. I think he's quick-witted. He was my favorite personality. And now WEEI is going to the Greg Hill Morning Show. They're taking that from AAF and bringing it over here. I don't know. Are they trying to do what the Sports Hub did with their
That's
morning show?
That's what it
show?
Sounds like.
I could tell you this. I'm not a fan of Tutcher and Rich. They seem like nice guys.
Yeah.
But the show itself isn't appealing to me. I would always tune in to Callahan, no matter who his co-host was, because I wanted to hear Jerry. That was more my speed. I don't know why this was done. Was it simply because the ratings weren't good in this last book? I would suggest that if that's the case, I think they needed to look at the other co-host spot, right? Because when Minahan was there, it was highly ranked.
Sure.
And I'm not saying Kirk Minahan was the only answer at co-host. I think they could have found another good co-host for Jerry Callahan. I just don't think Mike Mananski was the right fit. I think Mutt's a good guy, but I think he's a 42 regular. You can get him off the rack anywhere. I think he is better suited to be a nighttime sports radio host. I think that's his personality. That's his style. I don't think he's interesting for a morning show.
Sure.
I don't. And I think this station should have tried to have found a more interesting co-host to join Callahan to boost those ratings back up. I don't think it's Callahan's fault that the ratings slipped. I think it's more who they paired with him. That's my opinion.
Sure.
I thought it was. I said it years ago when this station fired Glenn Ordway. I said they made a mistake here too. I think I've always thought that Glenn was a close second to Callahan in terms of being the best host this radio station had, a great sports talk show host. And look, he's back.
Yeah.
And I think it was a great move to bring him back. I don't know. Maybe someday we'll see Jerry Callahan come back in as well. I don't know. I was really bummed out when I heard this news because as a listener, I love listening to Jerry Callahan.
You said it. He's real. It's authentic. The voice is authentic. And Boston is all about, and I say this a lot about working in television, because when television stations, in Boston will make big changes, and there's a lot of new faces. I think the stations that tend to, and I think you probably see this in Providence too, the stations that keep some of their longtime faces and voices, they build up a rapport. They build up a loyalty with those people and that they watch, that they listen to. And Boston and New England, I think, I should just say New England in general, it's about loyalty.
Yep.
And when there's a lot of changes, it's tough. It's tough for somebody to connect with somebody like that. That's why with the TV stations in Boston, people have been watching WCVB Channel 5 for years because they connect with all the people that have been there for years and years.
I'll give you a great example. What just happened in this market? Frank Coletta just announced his retirement.
Right.
How long has he been on the air? 40 plus years?
Yeah, 40 plus.
And you know, people obviously are sad that he's going. I'm not a native Rhode Islander. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up with Frank Coletta, but you know, I associated him with the mornings on NBC 10 and his coffee cup and stuff like that. He seems like a great guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he was the most interesting, intriguing, oh, I got to watch guy.
But
he was
loyal.
He was like that comfortable set of shoes that you wanted to put
Absolutely.
On every morning. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. And you see, hey, people, it's no secret, you know, people in this market, it's tough for us at ABC6 to get people to watch. For me, I've been on there for 5.5 years, and I'm just building up a loyalty with people that I meet, that I shake their hands, that I do a story on them or their kid or something like that. That's why when Ken retired from our station, it was a tough blow because Ken had been on the air doing sports for 35 years. There's so many people just loyal to Ken because they loved watching Ken Bell. So it's hard. And believe me, I love the people that I work with. I love my team, but it's hard for us to get that because there's a lot of change. It's a lot of youth. There's a lot of young people. And that's what I think is going to be missing here with Jerry is the loyalty. People love listening to that voice.
If you're right about the loyalty, but I just think he was super talented. I really
that
do.
Too.
A quick-witted,
sure.
funny,
that helps.
Opinionated, right? He wasn't a 42 regular, right? He wasn't a guy that you can just get off the rack anywhere. He was unique.
Yeah.
He was good. He made you think. He whether or not you agreed or disagreed with him politically, and we know where Jerry stands, right, on mm-hmm. things politically, it doesn't matter. He made you think. He made you react.
He's a Boston guy. Like you could see, he's just got that thing to him, you know. And I think people react to that well too. When I watch sports in Boston, who are the guys that people connect to? A guy like a Butch Stearns. Butch Stearns is Braintree. That is a Boston dude, man. That's a guy that he'll tell you about the Sox teams that he covered in the 90s. He'll tell like that's Butchy like that. You connect with the guy.
But Lobel was like that.
Lobel was
heyday.
Like that too. Exactly. Or Mike Lynch. When Mike Lynch retires here next month, like Lynchy is a guy that he's just got such a deep rooted connection. It's just people just they respond to that well.
We have a bunch of texts and phone calls to get to. I just want to read this one text, give you my thought on it, and then we'll go to the phone.
Sure.
From the 508, Dennis and Callahan, you won't see the likes of them ever again. So let me say this. John Dennis, I was never a fan of.
Okay.
And I will admit, my opinion with him of him was shaped early when I was in college when I worked at WBZ-TV with Bob Lobel.
Gotcha.
Lobel hated John Dennis, and so I did too because I was loyal to Bob Lobel.
Mm-hmm.
As I got to know John Dennis, I always thought he was kind of an arrogant, kind of a yuppie guy that wears that sweater tied around his neck. That was my opinion of him. Never was a fan of him, but I will say this. He and Callahan worked great together.
Yeah, they did.
It was a great morning show. Even though I didn't like him, it worked.
It worked.
Okay, it was worth tuning into and worth listening to. But, like I said, he wasn't the only answer as co-host. It worked with Kirk Minahan, right, from a rating standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think there were other co-hosts that could have been brought in that would have worked with Jerry Callahan, in my opinion.
Sure. No, it worked. That's, plain and simple.
Okay, let's go to the calls. 401-737-1287, the phone number. The text line is open as well at 37937. Let's say hello to Dan and Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You are up next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Hey, best thing that ever happened to you in 2008, Scott. You got out of the business. You didn't know it at the time, but you're probably glad you did now.
No, you, it's funny you say that because I'm glad you said that. Yes, I did know that. I hated the uneasy feeling of signing 3-year contracts knowing that we were at-will employees. We could be fired at any time and given our severance, and that's it. You're on your way, but you're at the mercy of the ratings. You know, you'd always get nervous when those ratings books would come out. Before WEEI entered this market, my ratings in my demographic that I got bonuses for were men 25 to 54. How you doing in those ratings? And I was consistently number two behind only HJY, which was like the, you know, the 10,000-pound gorilla in this market in that demo.
Yeah.
So I did well. And then when EEI came in this market, man, I just got hammered. Yeah. I got hammered.
Did you grew up on the North Shore. Did you ever listen to Lauren and Wally?
Say again?
Lauren and Wally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember them. Yeah.
Yep.
Lauren got booted 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did not.
Unceremoniously came in on a Friday, and he said, this is my last show. No more men from Maine, no nothing.
Jeez.
My mornings have been... It sucked the last couple of weeks, but I'm going to be up front. I come from the same side of the fence as Jerry politically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this station, to me, outside of now 7 to 11 on Saturdays, has been unlistenable. I don't like it, and I haven't for a long time. And Kirk brought me back for a while, and when he was gone, he said, look, I bet you'll be gone in 6 months. They were gone, I think it took a little more than 6 months. But the thing with Jerry, now here's the thing. Yesterday was a perfect example, all right? I listen to the other show. I find them entertaining. I like it. Greg Hill's going to be the same type of show. That's why they're bringing him in.
Yep.
And it's not a coincidence that Jerry got the boot on the day the ratings books came out.
So you like that other morning show? That other show has not been appealing to me. I they seem like real nice guys, Toucher and Rich, but
yeah. Very genuine, Scott.
They are, but it just wasn't interesting to me. Like I wanted to hear Jerry's cutting edge opinion on things.
Well, yeah, that's where I'm going with this. Now, there's too much vitriol with Jerry now. He's just because you know the cliche. Get off my lawn, angry old white guy.
Yes.
You Google it, and there's his picture, okay? And, like, I tuned in yesterday just quickly between commercials. Within 30 seconds, all I heard was, blue-haired lesbian, purple-haired lesbian. I'm like, enough. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. I'm glad he's gone. I'm seriously glad he's gone. And people aren't listening. The ratings, you know what? You're right. Mutt is just a guy. He's a jag. And this station... To be honest with you, while I can get it off my chest, this station sucks. And the show that follows you guys is great. I used to love it on Sunday mornings. Now it's back-to-back, so they can force-feed the future of this station on Sunday mornings, which is James, Wiggy, and whoever else, Arima. I mean, please. The problem with this station is the three mainstays right now are all guys who are in their 60s. Glenn, Dale, well, now Jerry's gone. You know what I mean? They have not cultivated new talent good enough to replace these guys. And these guys have been fired, brought back in the spots where they used to be. There's no direction with this station at all. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, there's just a lot of pivots, Dan. And that's why I was just talking about the loyalty thing. When you pivot that much and there's a lot of changes, there's not a chance for somebody to, you know, connect to somebody or somebody to blow up or some, you know, young talent to hit it big or whatever. And it's hard. It's hard to keep consistent. It's hard for ratings to go up when that happens. Like I just said, with my station, there's always been so much change that it's hard for us to climb.
I've said to me the three top talents in terms of sports radio talents in the market are in no particular order. Callahan, Ordway, and Felger.
Mm-hmm.
I think those three guys stand above the rest in terms of giving their opinions and the way that they give it. I thought that those, and now you've lost one of those three.
Yeah,
I was going to say the grave mistake this station made was 10 years ago when they had Felger and they let him go. You know, that was the worst. They rue that decision, obviously, because he could be an afternoon's here right now doing what he's doing.
Sure.
So, I don't know. That's just my opinion. But, you know, I worry about, honest to God, every Saturday morning just clicking in and they take you guys off the, you know.
You know what? It's going to happen at some point. It'll happen at some point. Either we say we've had enough or the station says, you know what, we've had enough.
Right.
So it's going to happen. So that's just the business, Dan. I accept it.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, I love you guys. I'll catch you up on Facebook. We'll all go have a beer somewhere at some point.
Sounds good, Dan.
I don't plan on going anywhere yet, Dan, but thanks, yeah, Dan. Thanks.
Appreciate the phone call. 401-737-12. Is this the same Bill that just called us a little while ago? Or is this?
Oh, we didn't have a Bill.
Oh, it was a different gentleman from Norwich.
Oh, it was a different Norwich, Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we had a James.
Norwich. Oh, James in Norwich. Okay, this is Bill in Norwich, Connecticut.
Okay.
Bill, we don't get too many calls from Norwich, Connecticut.
I know.
You know, two in the same hour.
Yeah, right? That's
Bill, you're next on Cordishi and Coit on WEEI.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
Hi, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Well, first of all,
I got to ask you guys a serious question, because I've said this to you guys maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. Why aren't you guys on for 4 hours? I don't understand that. Seriously. I don't understand why you're not on for 4 hours.
Because, to be honest with
you, great show. I love you guys.
And
thank you.
I appreciate that. But
yeah,
to use, too. I think, a criticism that I just levied against Mike Manansky, I'm going to use the same criticism against me. I believe that I'm probably too 42 regular, so to speak, for WEEI. You know what I mean? I'm not strong enough in my opinions or whatever it might be, but I can't be fake. I am who I am on the air. What you hear is what you get. This
me
is
too.
Me off the air just as it is on the air. So.
Yeah, but the great thing about you guys is you take phone calls, okay? There's not a Saturday that goes by where you guys don't take the phone calls or read the text messages.
Right.
Okay, when you listen to the other shows, I've sent millions of text messages to Mutt and Callahan. They never read them, okay? You know, the midday show, the same thing. The afternoon show, the same thing. And, by the way, I thought Glenn Ordway did a great job yesterday. I really did. I thought he did a great job yesterday telling us the story about what happened with Jerry.
Good.
Bill, I did too, but the one thing that I couldn't understand from Glenn's soliloquy, if you want to call it that, was who was he pointing the finger of blame at? Was he pointing it at station management? He kept on saying, you know, he was mad that it had come down to this, that Jerry was let go, but he wouldn't really say who these forces were that drove him out. Was it listeners that complained to the station or that complained to advertisers? Who was he pointing the finger at directly? I was trying to get that out of
it. That's exactly what it was, guys, okay? It was the listeners complaining, the advertising. He did bring up the sales team, if you remember that. They have to go out and work hard, okay, to sell, you know, to get, you know, people, you know, sponsors, okay, for the station. He did make that point, and I think that was one of the reasons why Jerry was let go, okay? I think the main reason Jerry was let go was because of his politics. I believe that. I will believe that forever. Was because of his politics. That's why I believe he was fired.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get the chance to listen to the soliloquy, but I'll have to listen to it.
Bill, thank you for
the phone call.
We got full phone lines. People want to talk about the dismissal of Jerry Callahan. We'll get to your phone calls. We got a ton of text to get to on the text line as well. If you hear somebody drop, it's your cue to jump on board. The phone number is 401-737-1287. You're listening to Cordishian Coit on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.